Marion Loomis has been with the Wyoming Mining Association, one of the state's most influential interest groups, for almost 40 years. Earlier this week, he announced that he would be retiring that post in April. Wyoming Public Radio's Stephanie Joyce caught up with him to discuss his career and what the future holds for the state's mining industry.
Back when you started with the Wyoming Mining Association in the 70s, clearly Powder River Basin coal was not as important as it is today. Would you ever have anticipated that coal would be as important as it is today?
Well, we knew it was going to be important. In 1973, there was an Arab oil embargo, which anybody my age remembers well. And as a result of that, the country was decided that we would become energy independent. And part of that process would be to build coal gasification plants, coal liquefaction plants, power plants in Wyoming and across the United States. So we knew that coal was going to be a big deal, but we never anticipated, I don't think, the level of production or the level of efficiency that the coal mines achieved with technology and equipment and use of explosives that we're doing today. So that part of it has been astonishing to me, but the fact that we got into the coal business in the 70s is not.
You're leaving at a bit of an interesting time. There's a lot of changes happening in the coal industry right now. And what do you think the biggest challenges that your successor is going to face are when it comes to coal?
The biggest issue is dealing with the Environmental Protection Agency and the rules that are coming out. You know, we made such tremendous strides in reducing emission levels. We've increased coal production about 170% in this country in the last 20 years and reduced pollutants by over 85%. You know, we started with particulates, and now we've got taking most of all the particulates out, then the sulfur dioxide, and we're getting the sulfur dioxide out. We're getting the nitrogen oxides out. Now we're working on mercury, and it wasn't too many years ago that we didn't think we could get the mercury out of Wyoming coal. But they've developed new technologies, and now the newer plants have mercury controls on them, and they're getting the mercury out. Given time, I think we could reduce the carbon dioxide emissions as well. But coal is going to be here for a long time, and while we've seen reductions in production for the last two or three years, I think we might actually see an increase this year in Wyoming production. The real key is going to be what happens with this new carbon dioxide standard.
We talked about how hard it was in the 70s to predict that Powder River Basin coal would be as important today as it is. How well do you think we can predict what's going to be happening 40 years down the line with Powder River Basin coal?
I can't predict what's going to happen tomorrow. I mean, we may find totally new energy supplies. I mean, maybe we'll have hydrogen by then. You know, if we had a combination of solar and wind to do the electrolysis to produce hydrogen, maybe hydrogen will be a source of supply. That we may find other sources of energy 40 years down the road. But I think coal is going to continue to be a major source of energy for this country. We have so much of it, and it's efficient, it's reliable, and it's relatively inexpensive compared to almost any of the other energy sources. So I think there's going to continue to be people like our School of Energy Resources and other research institutions that look at how can we take this resource that we have so much of and turn it into usable fuel, whether that's through gasification and liquefaction, whether it's through some other way to utilize the coal resource. I think we will continue to use coal.
There's another industry in Wyoming that I wanted to talk to you a little bit about, which is the rare earth elements mining industry. I'd be interested to hear what you think about its prospects for the future and whether you think Wyoming is going to be a producer of rare earth minerals.
Well, I definitely think we're going to be a producer of rare earth minerals. It's going to be a really small operation compared to the big coal mines or the Trona operations, but certainly, if we have more hybrids, the wind energy continues to go, there's going to be a demand for rare earth elements. Electric cars are going to require a lot of rare earth elements. And if the electric cars take off, there's going to be real demand there. While you don't need a whole lot of rare earth elements in many of these new high-tech things, you do need them. You have to have it. So, you know, that's pretty exciting for Wyoming.
Do you have plans to continue working with the industry after your retirement?
I don't have any plans right now. Primarily, my wife and I'd like to do some more traveling, and I need to get into the mountains more. And I have plans to play a lot of golf. I want to play every golf course in the state of Wyoming, and I'm about three short. So I got to get out and get those golf courses played. So.
I really appreciate you speaking with me.
You bet. Glad to do it.